Rufus Wainwright is the son of two semi-famous musicians, Loudon Wainwright and Kate McGarrigle. Both parents began their musical careers with much acclaim, but achieved little commercial success. Their son Rufus, still in his 20s, has just put out his second album, which is called Poses. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's a less folk-oriented, more commercial-sounding CD than anything Loudon or Kate ever made, but Ken wonders whether Rufus is in for the same long haul as his parents.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk, these are just a couple of my cravings. Everything it seems I like's a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me if I should buy jelly beans.
When Loudon Wainwright started out his career in the early 70s, he was stickered with the label of being a new Bob Dylan. When Kate McGarrigle began recording with her sister Anna around the same time, they made beautifully crafted but small-scale works that never sought a large audience. Rufus Wainwright has inherited a lot. His own sticker, his is out gay artist, and a rebellious reaction to his mom's career. Unlike her, he wants to be a big star. He's also inherited his parents' gift for meticulous craft, impeccably measured wordplay, a knack for lovely melodies. But he works on a grander scale, with, there's no doubt, a grander audience in mind.
California, California, you're such a wonder that I think I'll stay. Big time rollers, part time models, so much to plunder that I think I'll sleep instead. I don't know this. With Rhoda, California, please.
Wainwright calls his new CD Poses, and it's a collection of them. In various tunes, he's a dandy, a depressed cynic, a jaded adventurer, or as the song title puts it, a rebel prince. Wainwright revels in self-absorption, preening his homosexuality much more prominently than he did on his debut, in compositions here such as Greek Song and The Consort. It's with heavy irony, however, that his gay venturesomeness comes across most effectively in a cover of a song by his dad, himself a sometimes obnoxiously straight artist, called One Man Guy.
People know when they see this show the kind of a guy I am. They'll recognize just what I stand for and what I just can't stand. They'll perceive what I believe in and what I know is true. And they'll recognize I'm a one-man guy with words through and through. People meditated. That's just great, trying to find the inner you. People depend on family and friends and other folks to pull them through. I don't know why I'm a one-man guy, why I'm a one-man show. But these 3 cubic feet of bone,
when Rufus sings that song, he sounds lonely and wistful, as though being a one-man guy is a pose he wishes were real. It's an anomaly on this collection, however, which is overloaded with piano-based, elaborately orchestrated Rococo arrangements that render his voice a blur of sadness and longing.
Today.
distance. You turn me on, you turn me on, but so does she.
I suspect that Rufus's sexuality will end up pigeonholing him as inescapably as his father's novelty song wise guy persona did him. Rufus's contemporaries don't give a hoot about his parentage, of course, but this 27-year-old singer-songwriter's self-knowledge hangs heavily over him. Like every progeny of musician parents, from Sean Ono Lennon to Jacob Dylan, he has yet to break entirely free of the limits he imposes upon himself, consciously or unconsciously, to achieve the original sound he so clearly craves. Gay artists have for many years used the notion of the pose, ironic distance, to communicate heartfelt emotion. About half the time on poses, Rufus Wainwright achieves this very satisfyingly. The rest of the time, he's just posing.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Poses by Rufus Wainwright.